I'm pretty excited because I have a couple of folks here in the studio, and we're going to do a little reminiscing this morning, just a little East. A lot of people will remember that from back in Mexico. I have Don Harmon, who is the owner of Just a Little East here. Angie Sparks is also in the studio. She's kind of spearheaded this reunion that's going to be happening. Want to say good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Well, I'll say good morning also.
All right. It's good to see you, Don. I worked for Don for a little while at the Barbary Coast, but before it was the Barbary Coast, Don, it was Just a Little East. Tell folks about when this got started, if you will.
Well, I started the nightclub on June the 11th of 1974. I had previously been a military club manager over in Southeast Asia. I was a college graduate, but that don't mean you know anything. But I got hands-on experience in the military running clubs, and it just stuck with me.
So why Mexico, Missouri, Don? Why did you choose Mexico to have this this location?
Well, I was living in Mexico because I'd moved here to take over the Mexico Country Club as the general manager. And then I wanted to open my own club, and I was looking at Colombia because Colombia was exploding with nightclubs, and I was with real estate agents all over that town looking at places. I was going to open there, and there wasn't anything available. And then I looked in my own backyard, and there was the old bowling alley. The O.D. Austin bowling alley was available, so I bought that and built it.
And there it was. Doors are getting opened up, and this is 48 years ago. Kind of walk us through the first couple of years. Were you surprised at how many people took to the club, or did you know it was going to be a pretty big success?
Well, I had no idea, but I knew I wasn't going to just cater to Mexico, because you can't expect to cater to just a small piece of pie. You got to reach out. And so I built it, because I've been all over the world and seen a lot of things in the nightclub and restaurant industry, and I knew what intrigued people to bring them in, and I built it to draw people in. And that, indeed, it did.
Yes, it did.
They came from... The driving limit was about 1 hour. They would drive 1 hour to come here on a regular basis. So I could reach out about 60 or 70 miles from my regular crowd.
Now, were you open 7 days a week back then?
Just 6 days. I didn't open on Sunday, of course, because I didn't have the volume of food, so I couldn't do that. But my philosophy was, if you can get the women in, you can get the crowd. Well, how do you get the women in? You got to make it secure. And to make it secure, you got to make it to where they feel like they can come in and not be harassed or bothered. We'd even escort them out when they leave at night and give them a male escort to their car so they wouldn't be out on the street by themselves if they was concerned about that. And I wanted the women to be able to come in and sit down, if they even by themselves, and feel comfortable. And so once we drew the women in, We had the crowds made, and we were a dance club. We weren't a place to come in and see how much you can drink and get rowdy. It was geared towards being a dance club, because that's what women want. And we dressed nice, because we didn't want the rednecks in there, because they're the ones that get rowdy. They could come in, but they're gonna adhere to the rules of the place so that the women would be comfortable.
What kind of music were we listening to back
then? Disco. It was disco. Disco had just hit big.
Uh-huh.
And disco was dance music. If I was doing it again today, I think I'd go with Texas, pop country, Texas two-step and stuff like that with a big dance floor. But back then it was disco. And everybody dressed nice. It was like the Easter Sunday going to church, except it was stylish disco. Everybody dressed really nice. In fact, I wouldn't let people come in with tattered shorts or even T-shirts if they had obscene or suggestive words on it. And the women wore just really nice. My employees were in tuxedo shirts. And so that was all part of the
image.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You are what you project yourself to be.
There you go. And so what kind of theme nights did you have? I'm sure you had a disco night. Talk about some of the other nights.
I knew I wasn't going to try to compete with Mexico on price, because what I'd built wasn't a Mexico's crowd couldn't support the infrastructure of that, so my prices were higher. I priced according to what Columbia, Missouri was. I matched their prices. And so since my prices were higher, I always had to have specials going on. So if people were tight on their money but still wanted to come out, they could still come in and have a cocktail or two while they were dancing and so forth. So I always had what was called the Dance Your Ass Off Dance Contest.
Uh-huh.
And I'd give $5,000 in cash and prizes plus an all-expense paid trip to Cancun, Mexico for the winner of it. It would go on for 26 weeks. So every Friday night, there would be people in there dancing to win one of the preliminaries. And then at the end, we'd bring them all back for a big celebration to give all the prizes away.
Something like that would go today.
Yes.
I believe.
But I don't think kids today dance.
Right.
I think they go in a place, belt down a few drinks, and get on their cell phone. I don't even know if they sit across the table, look at each other, and talk.
It's not as social as what it used to be. I'll have to agree with you on that. You're not talking to people. You're doing things on your device.
Okay. Yeah. So I was right in that assumption. Then on Saturday night, we had the Wacky Walkman contest. Now, this is stuff I just all thought up. Now, get a load of this. So I go out, and I buy 40 little compact music players, clip on your belt, and I recorded 40 different tunes on it. 20 of them was fast, like Wipeout or something, and the other 20 was slow, like a waltz or something. Then as the contestants came up to enter, we'd give the girl a slow song and the guy a fast song. And they'd have their headphones on, and they'd be out there dancing to it. So can you imagine a guy trying to do the waltz with a woman while he's doing Wipeout?
No. I bet that would be
a
sight
to see. And then the whole time the DJ up there was cracking jokes about it, and he's playing something like a Looney Tunes song. So that was Saturday night, Wacky Walkman Dance Contest. Thursday night was the biggest one. Everybody in this town knows that. That was ladies' night.
What'd you do for ladies' night? Tell a little bit about that.
Well, for four. Started out at $3, and I think it might end up $4. I'm not sure. For $4, they could drink free all night long. We'd give them a special cup and write your name on it to try to control them giving their drinks away to somebody else, which I'm sure they did, but it had drawn a crowd for me, so I kind of overlooked that unless it was blatant in front of me. And, of course, it had to be draft beer or a cold drink. And then Wednesday night, I don't know, I think that was one night we played country music. And Tuesday night was an oldies night, and Monday night was a nurse's night. You did anything to try to make it specific to a certain group of people, so when they banded together and come in, they weren't a minority there to where they felt like, well, I'm here by myself. So I don't know how it came on Monday night, but it just seemed like there was more nurses around on Monday night, like it was a night off for them.
Nice.
So
not bad.
By the way, you used to DJ for me.
Yes, sir, I did. You gave me one of my first jobs there DJing, and it kind of opened my mind up to it. And you've had several people go on to jobs in the radio industry that they were DJing at Just a Little East first, right?
Yes. In fact, I had a bigger percent of DJs go on to bigger things. Like one of them was the number one DJ in Wenatchee, Washington. A lot of them went into radio work. Now, waitresses, they went on to bigger and better things. It was easy to say, but the ones that impressed me was the DJs that took a liking to it and went on to radio work and other things.
I would have done it for free. I just didn't want to tell you that back then. You know, okay. But, you know, we've got Angie Sparks here, and I want to kind of bring Angie into the conversation because the reason why we're talking about this is there's going to be a reunion taking place. As a matter of fact, it's going to be taking place June the 11th. Is that right, Angie?
Yes,
tell how this idea got together about you want to have a reunion for Just a Little East and the folks who used to go there, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. Phoebe Gibbs, who's my sidekick right now, she got the page going just to kind of, you know, promote the business, just to remember, you know, show pictures and talk about the past and all the memories. And I got to thinking it would be nice to get all the people together again, the ones that are still here, the ones that work there, families that, you know, heard their parents talk about it, grandparents, whatever, because it's been a while back. So I just kind of asked if people would be interested in a reunion. A lot of people, you know, there was a good response. Then COVID hit, you know, before we could get it prepared. So we, you know, waited a few years, but here we are, and just happened to be on June 11th, which was, you know, the open, so which was really ironic, but I couldn't have done it without Phoebe. Phoebe and I really, done, you know, we really wanted this to go good. And
48 years later, where's it going to be held at, and what time does all this start?
It will be, it's Saturday, this Saturday, June 11th, at TJ's Roadhouse, and we really appreciate everything they've done, too, to promote this. There's an outside venue, so it's going to be out, you know, inside and outside, but they're, a DJ, Brian Graves, is coming from St. Louis. He's really awesome. He's got a playlist, Out of This World, for disco music, so.
So we're going to hear some of the same fun music we heard back at Just a Little East. It's going to take you back to, like, you're there again.
Yes. 8 to 12. Mm-hmm. Ish. We'll see what's going on at 12. And then we're also going to have some trivia, some Just a Little East trivia with some small prizes.
You have shirts made, don't you?
We do have t-shirts. We've pre-sold them, so we won't have any extra, unfortunately, because of how we had to do it. But we've sold around 60, I think. And Kenny Weiss, one of our former DJs, made those for us, which he still does DJing around the area if anybody needs a good DJ for their wedding or anything.
Shout out to Kenny. All right.
So let him know.
You have a Facebook group going, and if they join, you're trying to target 1,000 is what you would like.
Yes.
It'll probably be more than that, but you're real, real close right now. I think you're, 997?
We're 3 members shy.
Okay. So the 1,000th member gets a special prize, as I understand it.
Yep. We're giving the 1,000th member a free drink Saturday night if you can come up and celebrate with us and have some fun.
Don, I want to go back
to you. Make it a Harvey Wallbanger so they'll appreciate it.
Very nice. I want to come back to you, Don.
Or a goldfish bowl.
Or a goldfish, those were popular too. How does it make you feel that people remember your establishment and they're still celebrating it today? How does that make you feel?
Well, it totally surprises me. It's gratifying. You always like to be recognized and remembered, but it totally surprises me.
Don touched a lot of lives. I mean, there was a lot of people that supported his business. He had a lot of employees. He treated them right.
Just some numbers.
Yeah.
We'll throw in the Barbary Coast, which was the restaurant that came after the Just Little East burnt. I rebuilt it, spent over $1 million, rebuilt it, and between the two, I employed over 1,000 people in these two places in Mexico. And then you throw in the 200 plus, about 250 people that I prosecuted that didn't want to relate to the rules I had. And by the way, they're welcome to come too. I don't harbor any ill feelings towards them. I just wanted to make the place secure for the women. And so the employees and had over 200 couples meet each other for the first time and get married.
That's amazing. I love that story.
In fact, we had one couple, they was from St. Louis or out of state. They met there and they came back. Had quite a few couples come back and get married there where they met in the Just Little East and live in another place. But this one couple decided to get married in the restaurant of the Barbary Coast. And there's another girl here in town that used to work for me named Phyllis Medina. She works out at, is it
Pig Up and Go?
Pig
here
Up
in town.
And Go.
Yes.
She was the waiting that table, number 47. And they had a pastor with them and other dignitaries to make it official, and they was going to get married. So I said, okay, and pastor performed the ceremony, and then Phyllis was the waitress, so she had to witness it and sign the paper, and she was so nervous she couldn't sign the paper, so they had to steady her. And then I stood up and announced to the whole room that we just had a couple get married here, and everybody hooped and hollered, and it was kind of like Texas Roadhouse. They didn't jump on a saddle and ride. They just got married.
They're not getting married at the Roadhouse. They were getting married at Just a Little East. I think that there are so many cool stories. Everybody's going to get a chance to reminisce and talk about those stories June the 11th. Don, you're a legend in this town. I'm not afraid to tell you that. Everybody remembers Don Harmon. Everybody remembers Just a Little East. Angie, you're doing a good thing here, getting this reunion together, and I think it's going to be very, very exciting.
Couple more things.
Sure.
I would like to say there's no cover charge Saturday night, and there will be a DD on site.
Okay.
If anyone needs a DD.
Going to remain
DD.
Safe and
yes,
going to provide a safe driver and have fun. Don, I'll give you the last word before we go.
And I never said something about my pool parties I had after the after the club closed.
More legendary
it
stuff.
It finally got so bad, I was having people from Columbia come into town after the Columbia bars closed and coming to my house to the pool party, and I said, that's it, I quit. And I closed my pool parties.
So no pool party this Saturday? Jay?
That's a good point to put out. Yes, there will be none.
Okay, all right. Don Harmon, Angie Sparks, I want to thank you guys for coming in this morning. Wish you the best of luck on the Just a Little East reunion taking place this Saturday at TJ's Roadhouse 48 years ago. Just a Little East.